dog, I'm a boss, I'm a boss.
Welcome to the Bosspreneur Podcast, Becoming More. I'm your host, Becky A. Davis. This podcast is for entrepreneurs who want to make a bigger impact with your product, your service, or your message. So each week, I'll pull the curtain back and go inside and share about money, mindset, and marketing ideas and strategies to help you become more. So let's jump in. Don't be brilliant and broke. That's the episode for today. Don't be brilliant and broke. So what I want to share with you today around don't be brilliant and broke is there are a lot of brilliant people who are aspiring to be entrepreneurs, or you're already an entrepreneur and you're brilliant, but you're really not making the money that you could be making, should be making. So it has you pulling your hair out, trying to figure out what else I need to do. Well, I want to share with you some things that you can do to take your brilliance and turn it into cash flow. So to take your current knowledge, something you already know, something that you are already an expert at. And let me break down expert to you, because people get nervous when you say expert, because they say, well, I'm really not an expert in that. Let me tell you what an expert is. An expert is a person who knows just a little bit more than you do about a particular subject or a topic. So my husband is an engineer by trade, and he knows a whole lot more than I do about engineering. He's an expert to me. But if I say to him that, hey, well, you're an expert engineer, he's like, no, I'm not an expert. You are an expert to the person who does not know what you know. You become an expert. So let's get that clear in your mind so that you're not thinking, well, to be an expert, I need my PhD, I need my MBA. I didn't go to school for it. You don't have to go to school for it. My mother is an expert at gardening. You know why? She has done it. I am in my 50s. And I, as long as I've known, as a little girl, I would go out into the yard and sit in the dirt with my mother because she was gardening. My mother knows things about the grass, flowers, and weeds. She never went to school to learn. She's been doing it long enough that she's learned some things about gardening landscape. It makes her an expert to anybody who does not know it. That's what makes you an expert. So don't get caught up in, oh, I have to be an expert. There is something that you know more than most people know about, and you can get paid for that. How do you get paid for that? You take that information and you share it in an online course. You share with other people how to do what you already know how to do, and you put it in an online course for people to get access to it, and you get paid for it over and over and over again. There is a lady who does candy apples. She figured out how to do caramel candy apples. And for anyone who's ever made candy apples, when you're trying to do caramel candy apples, and I remember this from growing up as a little girl, mom would get us in the kitchen and we would make the hard candy apples and we would make caramel. Caramel never turned out right. If you didn't do the process exactly, the caramel would slide off the apple. Well, she makes the perfect caramel candy apple every single time. And people started asking her, how do you do that? I can never get the caramel on there. She was asked the question so much, she decided, well, let me just teach them how to do it. So she started teaching people, and people were learning how to do it. People were asking her so much, she realized, I'm probably leaving some money on the table. This is probably a business. So she started a business where she taught people how to create caramel candy apples. She makes $20,000 a month teaching people how to make caramel candy apples. And let me say that again, because you probably think you didn't hear me right. She makes $20,000 a month in an online course teaching people how to make candy apples. Who would have known that many people wanted to know how to make candy apples? But guess what? Every time she does a candy apple, it comes out perfect. And so for the people who do PTA and they're bringing things to their kids' school, they're part of anything to do with kids, Halloween, guess what? Everybody loves a great caramel candy apple. Well, she teaches people how to make caramel candy apples. What is it that you know? What do you know that's a little bit more than most? And guess what? Whatever it is that you know, you probably don't realize you're an expert at it because you take it for granted. Because it comes second nature to you, you don't even see it as being something that someone else wants to know. I did the same thing. I write courses and curriculum, it's really kind of second nature to me. Now, I've honed the skill to be better at doing it, but I'd done it so much that I didn't realize that other people needed it. It wasn't until I was talking to my brand coach, and she was like, Becky, you have a hidden skill that you're not even promoting. And I was like, what? She said, all of the workbooks and courses and stuff that you write, people need to know how to do it. And I just kind of shunned it off. It was like, I don't know about that, because in my mind, I wasn't an expert at it. And she was like, Becky, let me tell you why I'm saying that to you. I need it. I don't know how to put a curriculum together or a course together for adults to learn from. And everything that I see on yours, you know how to do this. She was like, I would pay for this. That was the first time that I thought, oh my goodness, I'm brilliant in a particular area, but I'm not making money in that area because I don't see it as a skill or a gift that I have, or that I'm an expert and I know more than you about it. So if I know more than you about writing courses, what does that make me to you? An expert. So what is it that you know that you might be taking for granted? Because guess what? You're leaving money on the table. Is there another stream of income that you could have coming in that you're missing out on, and you're brilliant at it, but you're not making any money at doing it? I had another client who is a CPA, and she's really busy during the tax season, and then she has these slow moments. And so I was talking to her about, so tell me, what are the top five things, this is your homework, I want you to think about this. What are the top five things that people ask you all the time? Your phone is ringing and you're hearing these same questions year after year. And she immediately spit them out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's like, okay, so how do you tell people the answer to that? She was like, it's a lot of taking the time to get on the phone, walk them through. And I said, why don't you take that information, put it in an online course, and when someone calls you and they're asking, say, yes, I'd love to help you. I've created a full program that will walk you through step by step how to do that, increase your taxes, save on your taxes, keep Uncle Sam out of your business, and it'll help you for the next year. So what if you told them that, sent them to pay for that, as opposed to getting on the phone and walking them step by step through what they need to do, consuming your time already? And she just was like, what? She knows it off the back of her hand. It's what she's done for 20 years. Yet she was not making money when her business would start to slow down. She'd hit that slow period. Then she'd be trying to figure out, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? Take what you already know, turn it into a digital product, sell it online, and then drive people there. So don't be brilliant and broke. Figure out what you already know, what you're an expert at, because you know more than most, and turn it into dollars. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Bosspreneur, BossPreneur, and you'll learn more about the Bosspreneur Business Circle. I share training, workshops, speaking engagements, plus I'll share with you some videos and information to help you become more. You can go to the BossPreneurBusinessCircle.com. That's BossPreneur, businesscircle.com, or BeckyADavis.com.